Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it's a bonus podcast today on November 20th, 2014. You thought we ended with three, didn't you? Didn't you? Come on, you thought so. Well, I'm here to tell you, I got some great news. This is another podcast, the fourth one for today, and we're fired up. It's Sam Crowley, founder of the world-famous EverydaySaturday.com, the number one motivational podcast on the planet. So, we're talking about fence installation blues today, right? I know you don't think some of that. Some of you guys may be thinking, there's no way. There's no way that many things happens to one guy. One guy, all those things. Your gas line being cut. You got your cable line being cut. I'm here to tell you, most of my stories are true. At least those ones are, the ones I share with you today. So, hey, let's wrap up a couple minutes here. Not too long, but I want to get you on the drive home today, wherever you may be. And if you're down under, it's already tomorrow. So fence insulation guys show up today. I thought every line I had buried in my backyard had been cut by these guys. I was wrong. Oh, no. No, no, no. Yesterday, if you recall, I was sharing with you today, actually, on the show about yesterday's fence installation. They cut the gas line, cut my cable, and then I have the it's a crazy day here. Had the GE dryer repair here. Go drop $1,000 on a dryer. It's the craziest thing. You think it's going to work for a long time. Well, you know how that goes. Old front loader doesn't seem to be drying, which is a problem when it's actually a dryer. So GE repairman's here. Got him all comfy cozy in the back of the house in the laundry room. Dogs are going ballistic in the garage. I'm like, huh, what could possibly be causing my canine so much consternation on a beautiful day like today? They've already endeared themselves to the fence insulation people, so certainly they're not barking at them. And I hear this loud beep, like beep, beep. I'm not going to do it in your ear because it's really annoying even when I do it. It's more annoying than the sound I was actually listening to. So I open up the door and my invisible fence for my dogs. Prior to having the fence put in, I have invisible fence. And here's my thing. I have a visible fence line buried in the backyard, and I have my old regular fence being put in. I got a little bit of a couple layers going on with the old border collies because they're a little feisty sometimes. Well, I forgot about the last line I had buried in my backyard. Yes, you guessed it. The invisible dog fence line buried 2 feet in my backyard, cut. So the alarm's going off in the garage. The dogs hear that beep. Border Collie's the smartest dog breed known to man. So they hear that beep. They're waiting to be shocked. Poor guys, man. And I ran outside, immediately took their collars off because they hear that beep. They think the shock's coming. And truth be told, they've never really felt it, maybe once or twice. Once when we were training them, they felt it, and they were puppies. And the next time, old Ginger, who's not the smartest of the two, Lucy's the smarter one of the two. Ginger's a little special needs. But anyway, Ginger had been shocked once or twice, but she's just, you know, she's special. So anyway, they cut my invisible fence line. Yeah. So I immediately took the dog collars off, pulled the plug in my garage that has the brain of the operation of the invisible fence line, and there you go. So I went outside. I said, hey. They go, yeah, doggummit. We hit that line there. Didn't know you had an invisible fence line there. And I go, you know what, guys? That one's actually on me. So that's not your fault. I never thought that the line was out this far. And I'm not even going to try to describe to you where the line was because it's not worth it unless you actually know my backyard. But I never thought that they would hit it way over there, put it that way. So we all got a big old chuckle, and they asked me to go down there. They say, all you need is a piece of wire. just connect these two back. I said, yeah, I don't really do wire. So I don't have any wire. So why don't you all go down to the hardware store, and I'll reimburse you for it. Heck, I'll even pay you for however long it takes you for your time to get down there. Oh, sure, we'll go down. So they went and got the wire. And I actually had to leave as well. I had to go run a couple of errands. I had to go to the post office. Driving downtown, went right into a bank robbery. And you know it. True story. Yep, helicopters in the air. Police cars got the Union Savings Bank here in my dear old hometown of Loveland, Ohio. And all the blinds are closed in the bank. Just got robbed. And the robbers just left the bank. So I fire into my favorite little coffee shop, the Dunkin' Donuts. Say hello to Amber and Shane, and they fill me in on the lowdown. Did you hear about the bankruptcy? I say, yeah, that's what's going on over there. So I'm putting two and two together. I'm thinking, huh, my installer's left. Bank gets robbed. Coincidence? Now, that is a stretch. That I'm not actually being. Yes, they did leave. Yes, the bank got robbed at the same time. No, I don't think my fence installers robbed the bank while they were out and about. But boy, I'll tell you, isn't this an interesting past couple of days? Is it this exciting in your home? I wonder if it is. Because when you work from home, it's exciting, man. I can tell you this much. No 2 days are ever the same when you work from home as an entrepreneur. I still got the cable company coming tonight between 4 and 5. And then I head on down to the NICU to see my baby, little beautiful baby miracle Susan, and love her up a little bit. And then that's it. We're going to call her a day for today, and then tomorrow's Friday. Uh-oh, TGIF, right? We don't care what day it is because every day is Saturday. Here's the bottom line, man. You can cut my gas line. You can cut my cable line. You can cut my invisible fence, dog line. But you can't cut my lifeline. It's the passion, man. It's the universal language of success. Once you got it inside of you, you never let go, man. You can't cut it. It's always there. Are you feeling it? Do you feel what I feel? Every minute, baby. Every minute. State of gratitude. Loving life. And if you don't love what you do, find out what it is that you really want to do. And don't let anybody tell you that it costs too much. You don't have the time. It's too difficult. You don't know how. Look, you got everything you need, man. Hey, look, if these guys can get paid. Oh, and they're getting paid. Let me tell you. I saw the labor charge on this installation project. They're getting paid. If they can get paid, you can get paid. Come on. Now they cut every line in my backyard. Can you do better than that at whatever you do? Of course you can. Hey, it's Sam Crowley wishing you the most amazing success ever. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.